In recent weeks, we have been fascinated to see our first up-close pictures of Pluto. As this New Horizon spacecraft passed close by. And of course, it has special meaning for us, since the discoverer of Pluto, Clyde Tombaugh, grew up in Kansas. He even grew up in our part of Kansas, Burdett. But perhaps the lesser heard astronomical news recently was that after 2 years of study to confirm it, it was confirmed that a new planet had been discovered. Not in our solar system, but 1,000 light years from the Earth. Now, that in itself is not unusual. Actually, new planets are discovered often. What was unusual is that it was discovered by a 15-year-old boy. Tom Wag, 15 years old, was smart enough to know that what he was seeing in the telescope was something unusual. Turns out it was, in fact, a planet. Pretty impressive for a young boy. We find another impressive young boy in our gospel today. In fact, in this past week, someone who was reading the readings in preparation for today, which is a great thing for all of us to do, said to me, "Father, I'd like to know more about that boy in the gospel. I'd like to know more about that boy who gave 5 loaves and 2 fish to Jesus. Who was he? Where did he come from? And why did he offer what he had?" We can't answer those questions because we don't know much about him. But I think this little boy gives us the chance to answer or to ask 3 questions of our own this morning. First, do I offer my gifts to help others, or do I wait to be asked? Secondly, do I feel inadequate because of who I am or because of what I have to offer? And third, am I open to the possibility that God might use my gifts in a way that I didn't expect? First of all, do I offer my gifts to help others, or do I wait to be asked? Now, to be honest, we don't actually know the answer to that, even for the boy in the gospel. It's possible that one of the apostles said, "Hey, you, what do you got in that basket? Share it with us." But I want to believe that the boy offered his 5 loaves and 2 fish. That little boy said to himself, "You know, I'm grateful for what I've received, and I'd like to share these gifts with God and with my neighbor." You know, that's one of the beauties of our stewardship renewal, which we celebrate every year and we'll have again this November in the parish, where we consider what our gifts are and don't wait to be asked, but offer them out of love of God and our neighbor. We also ask a second question, and that is, do I sometimes feel inadequate because of who I am or what I have to offer? You know, the boy in the gospel today could have just said, you know, I'm just a boy. I can't help feed these people. Or he could have said, well, all I have is 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's not enough. Why offer? But he didn't let that hold him back. And we're glad he didn't. In the same way, Tom Wagg, this 15-year-old astronomer, could have said, well, obviously I can't discover something so great. I'm not Clyde Tombaugh. But he didn't let that stop him. In a similar way, as we consider our own gifts, one can be tempted to say, well, I'm not really that good of a singer. I don't know if I could offer my gifts at the service of God. Or I sing well, but I'm just in middle school. Or perhaps I don't make as much money as someone else here. So my tithe, my almsgiving, it's really not that important. Well, yes, it is. And how many times I hear from someone who maybe can no longer see or no longer walk or can no longer leave their home because of age or illness. And they'll say, Father, what left do I have to give? Well, first of all, you are already giving me your witness. And secondly, please continue to give us your prayer. Don't feel inadequate because of who you are or what you have to offer. But then finally, we ask the question, am I open to the possibility that God might use my gifts in a way that I didn't expect? Now, I'm pretty sure that the boy in the gospel never expected that his little 5 loaves and 2 fish would feed so many. But they did. And that particular gift or quality that you have, maybe that intangible quality. You're a great listener. You are very welcoming when new people come. You know how to fix things. You're compassionate with someone who needs compassion. You can't put that gift in a box or in an envelope. And yet, perhaps God wants to use that gift in a way you didn't expect. Tom Wagg defied expectations when he discovered another planet at the age of 15. And the boy in the gospel defied expectations when he offered 5 loaves and 2 fish that were more than enough to feed the multitude. And so don't sell yourself short when you consider who you are and what you have. But ask yourself, do I offer my gifts or do I wait to be asked? Do I sometimes feel inadequate because of who I am or what I have to offer? And am I open to the possibility that God might use my gifts in a way that I didn't expect? Open yourself to ask those questions. Open yourself to hear the answer. And be prepared to be surprised.